From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Croatian leaders put the nation's army on alert. The action came after crowds of migrants scuffled with police along the border with Serbia. Police did not use force against the migrants as they tried to keep the barriers in place. They finally gave up and the migrants started running into Croatia. Meanwhile, the European Parliament backed a plan to distribute some 120,000 refugees among European Union member countries in an effort to relieve overcrowding in the EU border nations. The next move is for EU interior ministers to approve that plan. European Commissioner for Migration, Home Affairs and Citizenship, Dimitri Avramopoulos, says the migrant crisis might get worse.
And the situation, maybe, is going to be worse in the months to come, given the weather conditions. But we are determined in Europe to move ahead.
Dimitris Avramopoulos. U.S. central bank officials have decided to keep interest rates unchanged at the record low rate where they've been for several years. Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen said officials want more improvements in the labor market and need to see inflation rise to the 2% annual rate they think is best for the economy.
The committee anticipates that inflation will remain quite low in the coming months. As these temporary effects fade, and importantly, as the labor market improves further, we expect inflation to move gradually back toward our 2% objective.
Yellen spoke to journalists in Washington. The head of Burkina Faso's new ruling council says the president and prime minister are safe in military custody. He says they will soon be released. This is VOA News. Chilean officials say the death toll has risen to 10 from an earthquake late Wednesday. The quake, which shook northern and central Chile, was centered about 500 kilometers north of the capital, Santiago. It was felt across South America and as far away as Buenos Aires. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov says his country cannot join the U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State group in Syria because it is illegal and built on what he called false foundations. Lavrov on Thursday said the U.S. and its allies should not reject cooperation with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, saying Assad commands the most capable ground forces fighting terrorism. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a series of suicide bombings in the Iraqi capital that killed at least 21 people and wounded more than 50. The attacks on Thursday struck two predominantly Shiite neighborhoods in central Baghdad. The Obama administration can begin implementing the International Nuclear Accord with Iran after today's expiration of a 60-day legislative review period. Michael Bowman reports.
Senate Republicans mounted a last-gasp effort to register their disapproval of the accord, pushing a measure that would have prevented U.S. sanctions relief until Iran recognizes Israel and releases detained Americans. Democrats banded together to block the measure. Thus, despite weeks of thunderous and contentious debate, Congress is officially silent on the deal, freeing President Obama to begin implementation. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says global temperatures during August were the warmest on record, nearly a degree Celsius higher than the 20th century average of 15.6 degrees. The agency said the June to August average was also the highest dating back to 1880, when records were first kept, and also the highest ever for the first 8 months of any one year. Ukraine has removed six European journalists from its list of persons banned from the country. A leading press freedom group says all journalists should be removed from the list. The president of Ukraine, Petro Poroshenko, signed a decree Wednesday that imposed sanctions on 388 companies and individuals deemed to represent an actual or potential threat to the national interest, national security, sovereignty, and territorial integrity of Ukraine. Officials in South Sudan say at least 60 people were killed when an overturned oil tanker exploded, burning up people who were trying to siphon off fuel. An official said the death toll is likely to rise. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.